corporate media got you feeling blue? Listen up, we got an answer for you. Starts with a K, it ends with a boo. KBOO, so what you gonna do? We got your music, your news, we speak truth to power. In touch with your community each hour by the hour. 24/7, every day of the year. Since 1968, KBOO has been here. We're all independent, no ads, no corporate bucks. We're not afraid to say that this government sucks. KBOO's your station for freedom of speech. 99%, all for one and one for each. Come on, jump in, this is your station too. Call now, become a member, you know what to do. It's time to support your station, KBOO.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Coming up on our Friday membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News, smoke from the Eagle Creek fires has forced the closure of schools in Hood River.
And we tell you about how to protect yourself from the Equifax data breach.
And we conclude our five-part series on the Hollywood murders.
Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Friday, September 15th, 2017. KBOO is currently in our membership drive, and we'd like you to become a member by calling us at 877-500-5266. Good evening. I'm Linda Olson-Osterland.
And I'm Reuben Lawrence. The Eagle Creek fire continues to spread through the Columbia River Gorge. The fire has been burning since September 2nd and has already spread to cover nearly 42,000 acres. Fire officials have said that the fire is 28% contained, and they're hopeful that the forecast for rain on Sunday will help to slow the fire's advance. Westbound I-84 has reopened at Cascade Locks, but eastbound lanes remain closed. Hood River residents have also been told to boil their water as a result of non-fire-related issues. A report released earlier today indicated that the fire was expected to reach Mount Defiance. The 5,000-foot mountain is a popular training ground for mountain climbers.
The credit monitoring agency Equifax recently reported a data breach that may have exposed the personal data of 143 million Americans to hackers. It is the largest breach in history, including Social Security numbers and other sensitive data of the involuntary participants. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the Federal Trade Commission both have opened investigations. Ironically, the breach was announced just hours after a congressional hearing in which financial industry representatives pushed for increased deregulation of consumer protection rules governing the three major credit reporting bureaus. With many Americans concerned about their possible exposure, experts have some tips on what to do. Suzanne Potter of Oregon News Service spoke with Carmel Perez-Snyder, Director of Advocacy and Outreach for AARP Oregon, and from Chuck Harwood, Regional Director of the Northwest Regional Office of the Federal Trade Commission.
Many consumers may be wondering what to do after credit reporting agency Equifax admitted that thieves stole personal information belonging to 143 million Americans. Experts say you can take action to protect yourself. First, you can check the website EquifaxSecurity2017.com to see if your data was compromised. Second, you can get a free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. Chuck Harwood with the Northwest Regional Office of the Federal Trade Commission says you can also put a fraud alert on your credit report.
Now, you can do that even if you're not sure you've been a victim of identity theft. But if you're even worried about it, you can put a fraud alert on your credit report. It's good for 90 days. It tells people who may want to use that credit report that they should check it carefully before they grant additional credit.
The FTC advises you to scrutinize your credit report to see if anything unusual pops up and read your bank and credit card statements closely. You should also file your taxes as soon as you are able so no one can steal your tax refund. Carmel Perez-Snyder with AARP Oregon says people can direct the credit agencies to freeze their accounts.
That freezes any application for a new line of credit. Keep in mind that a credit freeze won't prevent a thief from making charges to existing accounts, and that remains in effect until you request that it be lifted.
AARP also has a free Fraud Watch service where you can sign up for alerts on the latest scams or report any suspicious calls or letters you may have received. You can also find many other useful tips on OregonConsumer.gov and IdentityTheft.gov. For Oregon News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
Citing security concerns, Donald Trump blocked the sale of Lattice Semiconductors to a group of Chinese investors. Lattice is one of Portland's largest technology companies. They manufacture programmable computer chips used in consumer electronics, as well as industrial and networking equipment. In the past, the company had been a significant supplier to the defense industry, and critics of the sale warned that their products could have military applications. Over 20 members of Congress condemned the potential deal last year, stating that the sale posed a threat to national security. The president's decision was not a surprise, but represents a significant financial setback to Lattice. The buyers were offered $8.30 a share, well above the stock's trading price. Lattice executives expressed disappointment, but in a written statement they said, quote, "We will continue to focus on initiatives that will contribute to Lattice's long-term success. Lattice's future remains bright," end quote. Federal law gives the president final approval on transactions with potential national security implications, but blocking sales of this type is relatively rare. Trump's move marks only the fourth time in the past 27 years that a president has blocked a deal based on security concerns.
Starting October 1st, it will be illegal to use a cell phone for any purpose while driving in Oregon. Under current Oregon law, a driver cannot use their phone for two-way communication, such as texting or calling while driving, but they could still use it for such purposes as checking websites and so on. When House Bill 2597 goes into effect next month, all that changes. Drivers will be required to pull to the side of the road or park in a designated parking place to use their phones for any purpose. According to U.S. cell phone and driving statistics, 3,154 people were killed in distraction-related crashes in 2013, the last year of statistics, and about 424 people were injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. In that same year, 10% of all drivers ages 15 to 19 involved in fatal accidents were reported to be distracted at the time of their crash.
You are listening to a membership drive special of your KBOO Evening News. Our volunteers work hard every day to bring you this coverage of local, national, and international news. So now it's your turn. Joining us now are some of our volunteers who can talk to you about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Hey, hi. Joining you right now, it happens to be Ani and Zelos.
Yeah, sometimes I'm a volunteer, I guess. Yeah.
You know, I've actually volunteered here for some 29 years.
You sure have.
And I also am on staff. And in that position, it's my great pleasure to welcome new volunteers into the station. And why do people come here? Well, they come here because they're passionate about their communities, about news that's happening, about relevancy of news to people's lives, about informing people so that we can take right action together to make the world a better place. They come to KBOO every month, new folks, to get audio training and experience in radio journalism. And how do we do it? We do it because you, our listeners, support us. And you can do that right now. We're asking you to call in with your support, with your membership tonight, here on the first evening of our fall membership drive. Call on in with your contribution of $10 a month. Works out to $120 in a year. Supports KBOO throughout that year. And you know you're doing your part to keep your community strong. Call us at 877-500-5266.
Yes, I like that. It's the maiden voyage. We are totally captains of the maiden voyage today of the membership drive here at the news during the news hour. And it's true. People are here because they're passionate. And I speak from personal experience. Like, I am so inspired every day by the people who come through the news and PA department. I just love it. People who believe in free journalism and citizen journalism, believe in getting the message to the people, unadulterated, uncensored, actual facts. And I think that's just so incredibly, incredibly, incredibly crucial and important given just the state of our nation where we're at today. And you, our members, can affect the change in that community through the reporting that you're hearing tonight in the KBOO Evening News. Through you, you know, we can hold policymakers, which is incredibly important, accountable, and break stories that are incredibly critical. There's been lots of things in the news lately, from you know, the ICE raids we've been reporting on, lack of policy inside, you know, bureaucratic processes. We've been covering the Portland Police Bureau. We were the only media at the DOJ oversight for the Portland Police Bureau. And so we've been really keeping a close eye on that, on all of that. And we really couldn't do it without our listeners. It's you. So please call 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. Ani's right, $10 a month, $120 a year, freedom.
Absolutely. I mean, what can you do with $10 a month that's going to strengthen your entire community, that's going to be something that brings people news, that brings people connection, that gets people informed and inspired, and also entertained with fabulous music, with programming about arts and performing arts, so that we know what's happening in town, we can stay connected culturally, we can stay connected politically, we can actually know that there are like-minded folks out there that care and want to make the world a better place. You can strengthen KABU with $10 a month. It just is a bite-sized chunk that you can add into your monthly budget, and call us at 877-500-5266. Go ahead and support the work of all of the volunteers that you hear bringing you the news day in and day out, the public affairs programming, the music programming. It's all of a piece, and right now that piece, well, it's paid for, it's bought, it's sponsored by you. Give us a call, 877-500-5266.
You are listening to the KABU Evening News. Stay tuned for Counterspin at 5:30, followed by Native American Voice at 6. At 7, it's Hard Knock Radio, news and views from a hip-hop perspective. Tomorrow's weather calls for a mix of clouds and sun with a high near 80. East of the Cascades and Hood River, you can expect a mostly cloudy day with similar temperatures. On this date in 1835, the HMS Beagle, with Charles Darwin on board, reached the Galapagos Islands. The visit was key to his development of the theory of natural selection. In 1859, Darwin consolidated all of his observations in the groundbreaking book titled On the Origin of the Species. Our quote from the day is from Charles Darwin, who said, quote, "In the long history of humankind and animal kind too, those who learn to collaborate and improvise are most effectively have prevailed."
Today, KABU Evening News brings you the final episode in our series, The Hollywood Murders, A Day in May. This final episode, Where We Go From Here, asks whether the event will have significance over the long term in the history of our city.
The Hollywood Murders, A Day in May. Episode 5, Where Do We Go From Here? It was a nearly perfect early summer afternoon when most of Portland was getting ready for a 3-day holiday weekend, when a verbal outburst of racial hate suddenly evolved into the murder of two innocent men. This is the fifth and final episode in our 5-part series on the murders that took place at the Hollywood Metro Station on May 26th. Today we ask the question, how do we leave this? How do we write the history of what happened that day? Dr. Blazak sees a major change happening in the city.
Well, I want to say this to the friends and the families of the victims and to all the people who are involved in that. There are so many amazing things that are happening because of that hateful moment. There's so much good that's being done. There are intervention trainings that are being done. There are community meetings. There are forums that are being done through government agencies and community groups. There are vigils. There are teach-ins. I mean, there is so much that's being done. And I just hope that they take some solace or some comfort in the notion that because of the sacrifice of those three men, there is a sea change in the city. There's money coming from the city government to fight hate crimes and to improve community capacity to respond to hate. And none of this would have happened if it hadn't been for those three men standing up on that day.
A week after the event, Oregon Senators Wyden and Merkley submitted a resolution to Congress. Their bill proposed, quote, to honor acts of heroism and sacrifice for the safety and sake of others in the face of acts of domestic terrorism, end quote. The resolution passed the Senate, but House leadership has refused to put it up for a vote. The House has recently passed similar resolutions condemning violence against the congressional baseball team. You remember that incident, the terrorist attack at the Ariana Grande concert in England, and the one-year anniversary of a mass murder at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. So why can't Congress act on Portland's event? Here's Senator Wyden.
You know, we've had this bipartisan, you know, resolution, and for the life of me, I can't figure out why the House of Representatives will not move this. I mean, this seems to be a straightforward step, which is really so often pursued in the Senate as something bipartisan. The delegation is for this resolution in a bipartisan way. I've met with the families, met with the Somalis. I just hope we'll be able to pass it early in the fall.
It seems that there's no will in Congress to affirm the significance of what happened here that day. Here's Mayor Wheeler on the issue of leadership.
Mayor, it must be more difficult in this environment where we appear to have no national leadership on this issue. How do you deal with that?
I'm going to take a slightly different tack. We do have national leadership on this issue. Unfortunately, the national leadership is of the wrong kind exactly. We have a president who seems to be at least tacitly, if not overtly, supportive of the white nationalist movement and the neo-Nazi movement here in the United States. And it's important for leaders like me to call it out and rebut it. And it's important for folks at home to teach your kids. These are not the values that we should be supporting.
Asha Deliverance wrote to President Trump. Why did she do that?
He's the leader of our country. And to have these kinds of incidents flaring up in our country, you know, and he made a good statement, you know, in the beginning that, you know, he would make things right. And so I just was, you know, just asking him to pay attention to this incident, to all the incidents that are similar all over the country, which, you know, even since this incident, there have been many others. And, you know, that these incidents, if he spoke to them with his heart and soul, he could change this country.
We were speaking to Asha Deliverance a few days before the incident in Charlottesville, Virginia, where a woman was run over by a right-wing hate crime perpetrator. Sadly, in the week after that event, the president revealed what his true feelings were. And he seemed to confirm the view expressed by the mayor. His leadership wasn't lacking, it was just wrong-headed. Or maybe I should say, it was wrong-hearted. In this vacuum, individuals have the responsibility to take action. Here's Zakir Khan.
I'm often reminded of the resistance in World War II when it came to all of the people that were willing to stand up for the Jewish population and just what tremendous strength that they showed. Every single person within the state of Oregon has a role in playing to curb hate. You might think that you yourself are just one person, but you could be one person and you create a really great project, you get a team around you and you help build that project up, and amazing things will happen. And I think the really critical thing to understand here is that you are a critical part of the hate crime reform effort that we are about to undertake. We really need your involvement, we really need your passion, and we really need you to stand with us. Otherwise, these things are never going to change.
Here's Micah Fletcher talking about the sacrifices that people made and what heroism means to him.
And I lived because I was just doing the right thing. We were all just doing the right thing. The difference is, for some reason, luck threw its dice and I happened to survive it.
Wait a minute, you don't have to die to be a hero.
You're right, you don't have to die to be a hero. That's not what I mean. What I mean is, by them losing their life, there is a different level of sacrifice to that. See, I lost a sense of safety. That's different. That happens in a number of different situations all the time to numerous people worldwide. And not to say that dying is a rare thing. People die every minute of every day. But when you died in the name of something, for something, to protect somebody, that's different. That is heroic.
Here's our thinking as we close. Mayor Wheeler on what the ordinary person can do.
And so I think it's important for just the ordinary person who's listening to this and going, what can I do? The answer is we all have to speak up. We can no longer afford silence on this matter.
And Dr. Blazak on why this time in history is especially important.
The good news is those people are going to lose because demographics are changing. America is becoming a much more diverse. Our nation is becoming a brown nation. Demographically, it's changing, but the danger is that the people on the right freak out so much over that demographic shift that's happening automatically that they are going to become more violent, more aggressive in their attempt to quote-unquote save America. So that's why this point in history is really, really important, that we can't just sort of sit back and watch it happen.
Here's Asha on the importance of the individual and the idea of a memorial.
I hope it was a turning point for the history of Portland. I hope it was a turning point for the history of humanity, because every time someone is an example to us all, it should be a turning point.
My last question, Asha, should there be a permanent memorial of some type to your son and the other victims?
I actually did talk about that with TriMet. There's a lovely woman I've been working with who's the art director for TriMet. And we've been talking about having what I would consider more than a memorial for the heroes, a memorial for Portland. What we talked about is to have the students of the schools of Portland make tiles that could then be put on a big wall, on one of those brick walls that you see as you go up those stairs. And these tiles would represent the children's feelings after they maybe study Martin Luther King's words or Gandhi's words or even our Constitution or the Statue of Liberty or any of the beautiful writings of the history of our country, that the students would be able to create their own words and their own images and make tiles that could then be installed as a art exhibit, because it really is about the future generations. And, you know, Taliesin was the hope of our future. And I heard more parents say, now that Taliesin's dead, who's going to do this?
Senator Wyden on the impact of the event on the state of Oregon. Senator, in the long run, will that event be just another racial incident of hatred in our history, or can it be a turning point in how the community deals with this issue?
I hope it'll be a watershed, at least for us in Oregon. I know at our town hall meetings, and this year there's been unprecedented interest, so I've had unprecedented access. We've had 62 town hall meetings. I go to every county every year. We got 36 counties. We've been to a lot of them more than once. I believe Oregonians want this horrible tragedy that we saw to really stand for the time when we said there's going to be zero tolerance for hate.
And we give the last word here to Micah Fletcher.
And until Portland is willing to admit and look itself in the mirror and say, yeah, we got a problem, then we're going to continue to have a problem. And we don't want that. This city is full of good people, great people. It does not need that. It does not want that. But it's afraid. Don't be afraid. You are powerful. We are all powerful. We can change the city we live in, the culture we live in, the way things happen. We just have to be brave enough to get together and try. We have to. There's no other option at this point.
You just heard the last in a 5-part series, The Hollywood Murders, A Day in May. You can listen to the whole series at our website, kboo.fm, and call or email us with your comments.
That was KBOO's Tom Flynn with the final episode of the five-part series of the Hollywood Murders.
You're listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. The producer and our engineer for this evening is Ray Bodwell. Special thanks to Tom Flynn. The KBOO Evening News Director and Public Affairs Director is Zelos Marchant. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You're listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Philomath on translator K282BH at 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on translator K220HR. I'm Linda Olson Osterlund.
And I'm Ruben Lawrence. Coming up on Monday morning on KBOO, at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, on More Talk Radio, Cecil and Celeste welcome Professor Akinyele Umoja to discuss his book, We Will Shoot Back, Armed Resistance in the Mississippi Freedom Movement. At 9, the Old Mole Variety Hour burrows down to the great issues of our time and goes where corporate media fears to tread. At 10 on Locus Focus, Barbara Bernstein talks to William DeBise about his book First Impressions, A Reader's Journey to Iconic Places of the American Southwest. At 11 on Health Watch, a discussion with Dr. Andrew Weil, author of Mind Over Meds, Know When Drugs Are Necessary, When Alternatives Are Better, and When to Let Your Body Heal on Its Own. And at 11:30 on the Ground Radio has an extended conversation on resisting fascism with professor and author Richard Wolff, co-founder of Democracy at Work. KBOO keeps you informed and you can get involved. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member today. Thank you for listening. Good night, Linda.
Good night, Ruben. And now we'd like to take you to our membership central where they can tell you how to become a member. We here in the news department love bringing you the news. We're proud to bring it to you. And now's a chance for you to show your appreciation. We hope you do. Here's Ani and Zelos.
Thank you, Linda. Yeah, we certainly are really proud. Couldn't really tell if it was on there or not. We are incredibly proud to bring you volunteer produced and driven newscast every day. We love what we do and we love that we have the community to support us. We couldn't do it without you. We were just listening to one of those lovely volunteer driven produced newscasts, and we were listening to reporter Tom Flynn's 5-part story about the Hollywood Max train stabbings, which is incredibly tragic and very impressive, because we are a trusted Oregon news source for the people. And that's why leaders from coast to coast, because we have national reach, come to us with their press releases, their stories, their tips, their advancements. They come to us first. And so do people like you. And that's why we need you to call us. We can just keep continuing this really awesome relationship of giving you free media. The number is 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. It's incredibly exciting. This is a wonderful opportunity to be a part of the media. That I talk about that a lot. Like, what is the media? You are the media. It's not some strange monster out there that's overtaking everybody, although it does feel like it. Each and every one of us are actual human beings. We are the media. And for $10 a month, $120 a year, what is that? What is that? Jeans at the Gap? You can have actually like free journalism. And you were just listening to like Mayor Ted Wheeler in the report. We had Zahir John Muhammad, Micah Fletcher, Asha Deliverance, which was an incredible honor to have her talk to Tom Flynn after everything she's been through. You know, these are incredible people who are taking the time to come to us. So 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. $10 a month, $120 a year.
That's right. It is an amount that sustains KABU, and I have to say it's such a value because being informed really helps you navigate a complex world, right? Because there's all this news coming at us really at the speed of light, and it seems like it's just accelerating, and most of it's pretty horrible. And we need each other, and we need to stay informed, and we need to see the truth from the ground's eye view, from many perspectives that share the microphone here at KABU, from many communities. That's why you can rely on the information you hear. You listen to KABU to hear something that you can rely